Yeah, some challenges. Like I say, it's been a long season, and we're playing Halifax, who are the informed team at the moment. They're playing some good football at the moment, but they should be. They've got a big budget, and they'll come to Victory Park, and hopefully we'll have the rafters full, and they'll be getting behind the lads, because all we need is a win. It's in our hands, and if we get a win, I don't want to concentrate on results going for other teams. I just want to concentrate on us getting the result that we need. And if we play like we have been playing for the majority of the season, I'm sure that we'll be okay.
Someone is bound to be, whether you want to be or not, keeping you in touch, shouting out behind you, there's a goal in the Salford game, there's a goal in the Kidderminster game, or yeah, whatever, aren't they?
Sometimes that frustrates you. We had it at Gloucester at the weekend. Oh, Stockport have taken the lead, and that's not what you want to hear when you've gone down to 10 men and you're trying to hold out. But you're gonna, there's always people who are going to be tuned into to results going on elsewhere. But like I say, my lads know that it's in their hands, and I'd rather be in that position than having to rely on other results.
Whatever happens, Matt, if we'd have said to you at the start of the season that you'd lose 7 games out of 41, you'd have the best defensive record, 7 defeats, you must be thrilled to bits with how well your players have done.
I'm immensely proud of them. And, the remit for the start of the season was to compete, and it's a tough league. The money that's being spent, and there's full-time teams and teams looking to go full-time next season as well. It's a very strong league, as strong as I've ever known it. To be where we are right now is, I keep saying, we've punched above our weight, and we're in a position that maybe nobody thought that we would be. But now you're there, you want to push on, and you'd be gutted if you don't finish it off and finish that final hurdle and get into the playoffs itself, because the expectations are now, because the way that we've played all through the season, you just want that cherry on the top of the cake and get into the playoffs, and then it's anybody's.
Just to be clear, you mentioned that some teams are thinking about going full-time. Has it been discussed at Chorley at all?
It's just finances, Andy. It's very difficult to afford. I mean, we can barely afford to keep up with the majority of teams in this league financially in terms of wages. But to go full-time, a lot of our lads have work commitments as well. So, you'd have to transform your team. You'd have to get different personnel in, most probably. And then you'd have to pay probably twice, nearly three times as much in wages. And we can't really afford it unless we get a rich backer. And then obviously things would change.
You take on Halifax then this weekend. Are you quite pleased it's a side that are really in the thick of things with you? I know you say that they're a form side, but there can be some dangerous teams in divisions when they've got precious little to play for.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we said anybody can beat anybody in this league. And last season, we weren't really playing for anything. And then we beat Solihull Moors away, who were the champions that season. So I think everybody still wants to win games. It's a difficult one to work out what Halifax will do, because they're in the playoffs now. And we may be playing them if we qualify for the playoffs. So they might want to rest a few players. They might want to play a little bit differently and change their set pieces, etc., so we don't get a heads up on them. But it's difficult to see what changes he may make, Billy Heath may make in the starting lineup for Saturday. But I'll just keep reiterating, it's up to us. We just go out there and give our all. And if we can put the same endeavour, the same desire into the performances that we've done for the majority of the season, then I'm sure that we'll be okay.
Just on the draws column this season, 14, Matt. I mean, some of those games I'm sure you'll look back on and think, if only we'd have won that. But have there been some other ones that you've drawn and come from behind and thought, that's a great point?
Well, yeah, you look at every point. And from the start of the season, points now at this stage of the season, you think, oh, it's a great point. But you have to pick up points all the way through the season. The point that we got away at FC United, 3-0 down at half-time, and then coming back into that game, that's a huge point. But then we've lost 2 points at Salford. The last kick of the game, they score an equaliser against the run of play. And, that was a massive 2 points lost. So, and they say it evens itself out over the season. What I'm immensely proud of was last season. I know it wasn't, we've made a lot of changes in personnel, but last season we were leaking goals and we weren't defensively sound. This season is the complete opposite, and we had to work on that and work out a system that we weren't going to concede as many goals. And that's come to fruition, and it's been very, very pleasing.
Every time you've needed the fans at Victory Park, you've had it, haven't you, so far?
Yeah, they've been, well, yeah, we've said we want their support, and they have been the 12th man, and, you know, especially in the last few games, they've really got behind the lads and drove them on. And when we went down to 10 men at Gloucester, they were significant in getting that point, because they, if it was quiet, I don't think the lads would have thrown that, ran that extra half a yard or thrown their bodies on the line. But because the fans were constantly singing, it drives you on, and it's a massive part. And, you know, it's a cliche being the 12th man, but it is immensely important. And hopefully on Saturday they'll come out in the drones again and really get behind the lads and push us over the line.
We did just say, I mean, at the start of the season, when you looked at your squad, Matt, the brief was to compete. Did you look at them, though, and think, this is a good squad, we can do better than that?
Well, we've got a nucleus. I knew we had a nucleus, core of good players, and it was just getting the balance and the blend of a few others in, and we managed to do that over the close season. I knew it was going to be difficult because I knew the money that was being spent. I knew Farr were going full time, you know, Halifax were, and then you had Darlington coming up who spent a few quid, and Salford, obviously, Kidderminster are full time. So I knew that the league was as tough as it's ever been. But I was confident, I was quietly confident that we were better than we were the season before. So I knew that we'd improved and we needed to improve. The league is as tough as it's ever been. Where we are is maybe higher than I expected to, but it's been great. And the lads have really done well, and they should be proud of themselves.
Are your key players fit for the weekend and hopefully onwards?
Yeah, well, we might be missing Stephen Jordan, which is a bit of a blow, a recurrence of his quad injury. And Jack Sampson, obviously, with his sending off, he's going to miss 3 games, which is a huge blow to us. But other than that, we've got a full-strength team, and looking forward to it.
Just finally, Matt, before we let you go, if we could just touch very briefly on Blackburn Rovers, a huge weekend for them this weekend to keep their championship status. Once your game has finished, will you be very much looking out for their result against Aston Villa?
Oh, of course I will. Yeah, and all the way through the season I have been. And it's, you know, it's such a shame from my day to now, and the fall from grace that they've had since then. But hopefully they'll cling on to the championship and hopefully build on that and be a force once again.